Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today's our discovery unit as we're nearing the end of the month of November. And there's a TV show on the Discovery Channel called Hard to Kill. What is that referring to? Well, we'll find out as our lesson continues. But I guess on the show, it's all about living dangerously, which means you're not having a cushy, safe little life in a nice small town somewhere, and your life has no danger whatsoever. Some people do like to have dangerous jobs. I guess it gives them excitement or something. It makes them feel like they're alive. And that's what this TV show is all about, telling us about these kinds of risky jobs.
Yeah, some people are thrill seekers and they just live for that adrenaline rush. We'll talk about some of those things, but these guys who are in the Discovery show Hard to Kill, they really are adventure seekers or thrill seekers, and they love this dangerous stuff. Not me. I'm a chicken. I don't want to be in a dangerous situation, I'll be honest. So sometimes it's fun to watch other people, though, put themselves at risk. That's what this show is about. It's hard to kill them because they do a lot of dangerous things, but I think they have a lot of luck as well.
They certainly do. You need a lot of luck, I guess, to do these kinds of jobs.
Yeah.
Without that luck, you could find yourself 6 feet under, pushing up daisies. You might find yourself buying the farm. But we'll talk about some of these jobs now. Let's begin our lesson. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson right now. When choosing a career, many people decide to work in common fields such as finance, law, and business. These fields and others similar to them typically don't put you in physical danger. For most of us, that's exactly how we like it. However, traditional careers such as these might not be suited to those looking for more of a thrill. Instead, these adventure seekers might gravitate toward the world's most dangerous jobs, even if it means putting their lives in peril. As one of those people, Tim Kennedy, a Green Beret in the U.S. Special Forces and a mixed martial artist, has lived through his share of life-threatening situations. Tim feels a sense of kinship with his fellow risk-takers, and he explores this relationship on Discovery Channel's new show, Hard to Kill. He wants to know why these people take such huge risks. What's more, Tim hopes to bring some recognition to these often overlooked yet brave heroes. On one episode, Tim takes to the air with Elliot Seguin, one of roughly 2,000 test pilots in the world. Elliot routinely test flies newly designed planes and pushes their engines to the limit. As a result, he knows what a bad day in a plane is like and has the scars to prove it. Tim is set on witnessing for himself the hazards Elliot faces, so together they climb aboard the Extra 300, a competition-level aerobatic airplane. During the flight, Elliot demonstrates a plane's death spiral at 10,000 feet. To survive, they must keep track of the horizon and the plane's instruments, while keeping the plane in the air. Fortunately, they achieve their goal of landing safely without having to bail out.
So we're talking about careers that are quite dangerous, quite risky. And when you're choosing a career, it says many people decide to work in common fields. Fields are industries that are kind of commonplace. You hear people going into finance, law, business, medicine. These are all pretty common fields or different careers that people choose to move into. Finance here is one of our vocabulary words. It's a noun and a verb. It can be pronounced finance or finance. I tend to say finance more than finance, but I've heard finance as well. Here we're talking about large amounts of money that are used to get a business up and running or maybe to support some sort of enterprise or organization. If you want to use it as a verb, it just means you're providing funding or money for a business or maybe you're funding a person's career. That could be a nice situation if someone comes to you and wants to support you. If you're an actor or singer as you get started, they're financing or financing your career. So these are common fields that involve money, law, business, but those aren't the fields we're talking about in this particular unit.
Yep, those are fields of work, and they're relatively safe, although they probably involve a lot of pressure and deadlines and stuff like that. You might experience mental fatigue after doing them for many years, but still, it's pretty physically safe. You know, you just go to the office, you wear a suit and tie and stuff like that, and you're probably not going to get hurt unless you maybe break a fingernail or something typing on your keyboard or something like that. But these fields and others similar to them typically don't put you in physical danger, okay? Physical here just means having to do with the body. And, of course, physical danger means you could get hurt. You could break a leg. You could cut your skin and have to have stitches. You might break a bone or something like that. You might burn off your hair. You might have your ears cut off and hung from your rearview mirror like a couple of furry dice or something like that. And you don't want that to happen. You don't want to have physical danger. At least most people don't, but maybe some people do like that sort of thing.
Some people do. For most of us, though, that's exactly how we like it. We don't want to be in risky situations too often. I certainly don't. But it says here, however, traditional careers, and those are the ones in finance, law, business, these don't offer a lot of thrills, I would say. And you might not be suited to some of these more traditional careers. You might need something that gets your adrenaline running, that gets you excited to get out of bed every morning. My dad thought that being a lawyer was pretty exciting. It got him up out of bed and excited to get to work. But some people want to put themselves into a situation where it's physically dangerous and not just mentally stressful or mentally exciting. They're looking for that thrill that comes along with putting your body at risk sometimes. A thrill is that sudden feeling of excitement and pleasure that you get. There's a thrill of jumping out of an airplane and parachuting, which my niece just did, and I thought that was crazy. There's no way. But some people live for that thrill.
And, of course, the adjective is thrilling. You can get quite a thrill riding on a roller coaster, or you could say riding on a roller coaster can be quite thrilling. So people are looking for more of a thrill, so they don't want to have these safe jobs. So instead, these adventure seekers might gravitate toward the world's most dangerous jobs, even if it means putting their lives in peril. So here we've got a phrase to gravitate towards something. You all know what gravity is. That's the force of the earth that keeps us sticking to the earth, gravity. But here we're using the word gravity in its verb form to gravitate, which means you're kind of attracted to a certain thing. You go in a certain direction. You're pulled in that direction. So you might gravitate toward more dangerous jobs if you're a thrill seeker. So working in an office all day would not be appealing to you. You'll think, oh, that's just too safe. I want something that is exciting and something that's thrilling. So I would gravitate towards jobs like being a pilot or something like that, or being, you know, a paramedic where you get to rescue people from dangerous situations. That would be more thrilling.
Yeah, and they gravitate or move towards dangerous jobs, even if it means putting their lives in peril. Peril just means serious and immediate danger. And typically we'll use in peril together. So sometimes you'll see the word perilous, which is an adjective. If something's perilous, it's risky or dangerous, difficult. But some of these folks are really putting their lives in peril as they move toward the world's most dangerous jobs. So as one of those people who loves to be challenged and put himself in peril, Tim Kennedy, who is a Green Beret in the U.S. Special Forces and a mixed martial artist, he's lived through his share of life-threatening situations. A Green Beret is a special group of men. It has been men up to this point. They might let women in someday. But it requires a lot of training on top of being a soldier. They receive really high intensive training, and they go on special missions. It's similar to the Navy SEALs, but they're different parts of the military. The Green Beret, I believe, are in the Army. The Navy SEALs are in the Navy. You hear about SEALs more than the Green Beret, but the Green Beret are a group of people that are very impressive.
Yes, silver wings upon their chests. These are men, America's best. Yes, the Green Beret. That's an old song about them. Maybe you can find it on YouTube somewhere. But again, he was or is a member of the Green Beret in the U.S. Special Forces. He's also a mixed martial artist. If you talk about these different kinds of fighting methods that are usually from China or Japan or Korea, we call those martial arts, okay? Okay, like Wing Chun or Kung Fu or Karate or Judo or Taekwondo. Those are all martial arts. But sometimes they mix these things up for the best effect. And you can see those in competition sometimes. They get these guys in these cages fighting each other, and they're using mixed martial arts there. I think somebody said the most dangerous one is Thai kickboxing. If somebody's good at that, you are a goner if you run into somebody doing that. But yes, I'm sure he's well aware of all these different martial arts. And he's lived through his share of life-threatening situations. He's probably even seen combat somewhere.
It says here that Tim feels a sense of kinship with his fellow risk-takers, and he explores this relationship on the show Hard to Kill. If you feel a kinship with someone, it means you share some characteristics or you share the same interests. Now, that is the figurative definition. The literal means you're actually related by blood. They're part of your family. Oh, he's kin, or he's part of my kin. We don't hear it so much these days, except maybe in the mountains of Oklahoma. They'll talk about their kin, their relations, their family. But here it's not blood. They're not really actual family members, but they like similar things. Sometimes you'll feel a kinship with people in the same job. Maybe you're a doctor and you feel a kinship with other doctors. You understand what they go through every day.
You can relate to them. Ooh. So yes, he likes to hang out with other people who like to take risks. And you can see this, you can sense this sense of kinship when you watch this show, Hard to Kill. Okay, so yes, indeed, he feels a sense of kinship with his fellow risk takers, and he explores this relationship on Discovery Channel's new show, Hard to Kill, which we will continue talking about in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a break right now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天文章的第一个句子写着 When choosing a career, many people decide to work in common fields, such as finance, law, and business. 在这里讲到的职业 career, 选择职业的时候大家通常都是决定到常见的领域当中工作像是金融 finance, 法律Law, 或者是商业 business. 我们来看一下 finance 这个字。中音节当名词的时候是在前面是财政金融的意思。如果当作动词中音节在后面要叫做 finance, 则是有为什么筹措资金的意思。如果你说 Our project is adequately financed, 就是代表着我们的计划呢有着相当充足的资金。接着第一段的中间提到 However, traditional careers such as these might not be suited to those looking for more of a thrill. 在这里提到这种传统的工作呢，可能没有办法适合对于那些想要寻求刺激的人来讲是不太适合的。在这里的 be suited to somebody 则是代表对某人来说是适合的。而第一段的最后一句提到 Instead, these adventure seekers might gravitate toward the world's most dangerous jobs, even if it means putting their lives in peril. 在这里提到的呢，这些寻求冒险的人可能反而会被世界上最危险的工作所吸引的，尽管那意味着他们要冒着生命的危险。在这里的 peril 指的呢就是危险的意思，所以如果你处境相当的危险，我就可以说 you are in great peril。而第二段要提的就是今天的主角，叫做 Tim Kennedy。 他是谁呢？在第二段的第一句提到 As one of those people, Tim Kennedy, a Green Beret in the U.S. Special Forces and a mixed martial artist, has lived through his share of life-threatening situations。在这里呢，提到 Tim Kennedy， 他是美国特种部队绿扁帽的队员，这是一个非常特别的特种部队，需要非常高的体能的限制，而且还是一个 martial artist， 他也是一个武术家。他呢，则是经历过许多危及生命的情况。在这里的 life threatening 指的就是危及生命的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about a program on the Discovery Channel called Hard to Kill.And Tim Kennedy is a major person in this TV show. And it says here, he wants to know why these people take such huge risks. So he's exploring these different kinds of careers that people pursue, jobs that involve taking huge risks, going out there trying to rescue people, working as paramedics or whatever. We'll probably have some more examples of what some of those risky jobs are as our lesson continues. And what's more, or in addition, Tim hopes to bring some recognition to these often overlooked yet brave heroes. So, yes, he wants to bring some recognition to them. I think we should probably say that people who work these kinds of jobs probably don't get paid a lot of money. The people that we know about are people who work in jobs that pay a lot of money. We're going to know who the top business people in Taiwan are. We're going to know the top celebrities, the rock stars, etc., because they make tons of money. So we don't really know about these other people who take risks so that we can live nice and comfortable lives because they probably just don't get paid that much.
If you're overlooked, and it says Tim wants to bring recognition to these folks that are overlooked because they're brave and they're heroes. If you're overlooked, it just means people don't notice you. They don't see you or they kind of ignore you. So he wants to bring some attention to them for the risks they take to make our lives safer. So many of these people are doing jobs that a lot of us don't want to do, like being a firefighter. That's very dangerous. And we lose people oftentimes when they're in these careers. Even police officers are in a very dangerous career. They're in a dangerous field. So what happens during this TV show? Well, we've got one episode here we're going to talk about. It says Tim takes to the air with a guy named Elliot Seguin, and he's one of roughly 2,000 test pilots in the world. This is so dangerous. These test pilots are flying planes that they're just making for the first time, and they haven't worked out all the problems in the plane, so there is a huge possibility that something could go wrong before that plane has passed all the tests and make it safe for just, you know, passengers to ride in. So these are test pilots, very dangerous work. So if you take to the air, just means you go up into the air. If you take to the field, you'll often hear that during sports events. The announcer will say, and now they're taking to the field. It means they run onto the field. He's taking to the air, which means he's flying up into the air as a test pilot.
And he goes up there with all sorts of test pilots, and Elliot routinely test flies newly designed planes and pushes their engines to the limit, okay? So again here, he's doing this routinely, which means often, pretty frequently. He does this very often. He test flies these planes that have been newly designed, so that's pretty risky there.
Totally.
You never know if it's going to fail or not. Hopefully,
yeah.
He brings a parachute or leaves the door open or at least unlocked in case he's in trouble. He can bail out. But he's also pushing the engines to the limit, which means he's, you know, basically operating the engines as fast as they can go just to see how much they can take. And that's risky, too. You might overheat the engine. It might blow up or something like that, and you'll be in big trouble. So, indeed, this is a high-risk occupation.
As a result, he knows what a bad day in a plane is like and has the scars to prove it.Sounds like he's been in some accidents before. If you have scars, it means you've had a wound on your body, and when it heals, it leaves like a white or red line where your skin has been cut or something has happened to it. So it sounds like he's already had some accidents, and he's still brave enough to go back up into the air and test these test planes. He's crazy, I think. Now, Tim is set on witnessing for himselfThe hazards Elliot faces. So together they climb aboard a plane called the Extra 300. It's a competition level aerobatic plane. It does tricks in the air, aerobics or acrobats, kind of like that, where you do twists and turns. But this is a plane we're talking about that can do it. If you're set on doing something, it means you're determined to do it. So he's determined to witness for himself, which means you see it with your own eyes. You experience it yourself. And hazards are situations that can be very dangerous. So he gets aboard that plane called the Extra 300, and it's competition level, which means only the best of the best will even use this plane in the air.
They probably use this plane at air shows that you see all over the world. I haven't really heard about air shows taking place here in Taiwan.
Oh.
You do see jets flying around once in a while, but they don't really seem to have the air show. And an air show, of course, is when all sorts of planes are flying around and lots of people come to check it out.
Doing tricks
and stuff like that, and flying in the air, and maybe even people stepping out on the wing or something like that,
yeah.
Or doing parachuting, etc. Again, this is an aerobatic airplane designed to do tricks in the air. And during the flight, Elliot demonstrates a plane's death spiral at 10,000 feet. Now, spiral just means it's kind of spinning as it either goes up or goes down. Some houses you may have visited will have a spiral staircase. If the house is too small, for example, to have a big staircase, they might have a spiral staircase. My neighbors in my hometown, their house was kind of small, so they had a spiral staircase to get from the first floor to the second floor.
Or it could be the reverse. They have a huge entryway, and they've built that beautiful spiral staircase that is not as tightly wound, but these death spirals are so scary.
All right, there's a spiral staircase at the McDonald's in Sindian there. I just realized that.
We have one in our house.
Oh, you have one in your house.
Yeah,
okay.
There's lots of room, but I understand what you're talking about. Old castles would have spiral staircases, and there wouldn't be enough room for two people on that, you know, the staircase on the stairs.
I think they have them in submarines as well because the space is so
tight.
Small.
Yeah.
But so in this particular case, it's a death spiral. You've probably seen videos of this. The plane goes up and it kind of stops flying and then it starts spinning as it goes down. No, they're not in trouble. They're doing that on purpose. And they're doing this from 10,000 feet up in the air. That's pretty high. And to survive, they must keep track of the horizon and the plane's instruments while keeping the plane in the air. So here they need to keep track of the horizon. That means you need to know where it is at all times. If you're a parent, you need to keep track of your kids, for example. If you're an accountant, you need to keep track of all your records. You need to know where they are at all times. So here they they need to know where the horizon is. That's basically in the distance where the land meets the sky. You need to know where that is at all times.
Yeah, and they're also looking at the plane's instruments. In a plane, there's an area called the cockpit where the pilot sits. And in front of him are all these dials and buttons and levers. Those are the instruments that help him fly the plane. But they're doing all this while they're keeping the plane in the air. I can't imagine doing a death spiral. That's so scary. You often see death spirals as a plane is having problems and actually has that spiral right before it crashes into the earth or into the ocean, which kills the people. So it's very risky, very dangerous. So that's what they're doing, though. And fortunately, they've had some good luck. They achieved their goal of landing safely without having to bail out. If you bail out, you leave something very quickly. You'd kind of do it last minute. A slang phrase we use these days is he bailed or she bailed on me, which means you had plans to meet with someone. Maybe you had a date and last minute they said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't come. You could say, oh, she bailed on me last minute.
Exactly. To bail out just means to leave a dangerous aircraft before it crashes and you'll be okay. And we'll continue talking about this TV show in our next program, but for right now, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher again.
在 Discovery Channel 上面的新节目 Hard to Kill 则是介绍了他们从事的危险工作。A Team Kennedy 想要知道为什么这些人要冒着这么大的危险。第二段的最后一句提到 What's more, Tim hopes to bring some recognition to these often overlooked yet brave heroes. 除此之外 Tim 呢也希望带给一些这些经常被忽视但是却非常勇敢的英雄们给他们一些赞赏跟表彰的意味。在这里的 recognition 可以解释成为认可跟赏识的意思。首先呢，在一个节目当中呢 ，Tim 跟 Elliot 他们一同起飞，要来试着开飞机。我们在第三段的第二句看到 ，Elliot routinely test flies newly designed planes and pushes their engines to the limit。这里的 routinely 指的呢就是例行的、常规的。他每天做的事情就是要试飞这些 newly designed planes, 新设计好的飞机。除此之外还要呢把引擎推至极限看看飞机的性能如何。后面中间提到 ,Tim is set on witnessing for himself the hazards Elliot faces.So together, they climb aboard the Extra 300, a competition-level aerobatic airplane. 所以为了要亲自见证 Elliot 他所面临的危险呢 ,Tim 呢他们就一起登上了这台 Extra 300, 它是一架竞技等级的特技飞行飞机。在这里如果人当主词提到 be set on doing something, 则是代表着决心要做某件事情的意思。最后面的倒数第二句 To survive, they must keep track of the horizon and the plane's instruments while keeping the plane in the air. 在这里呢 keep track of 就是有掌握全部所需要的讯息的意思。所以为了要活下来他们必须要掌握哪些讯息呢第一个提到的是 the horizon, 就是地平线。除此之外还有 the plane's instruments, 机上的仪器。在这里的 instrument 则是有仪器的意思而同时呢还要让飞机能够在空中航行。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解,谢谢收听。
OK, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time when we continue to talk about Hard to Kill and living dangerously on Hard to Kill. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.